For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. On Wednesday, a funeral procession down Beale Street caught the eyes of the world when the late B.B. King made his last visit to Memphis. The most striking image from that tribute was the shiny black and gold guitar leading the way. That would be Lucille, one of the most famous guitars on the planet. The honor of carrying her went to a man named Rod Bland, who is with us today. Rod, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Rod, you were asked to do this because you and your family have a special relationship with B.B. King. Can you tell us about that?
Well, my father, the late Bobby Blue Bland, and B.B. King started their careers on Beale Street, started their lives, their music life on Beale Street. King and Bland were pretty much one big family. The two of them being lifelong friends, tour mates, collaborations on records, you know, out of that spawned a deep bond. And there you have him being my godfather, or as he put it, I'm your other dad.
So your godfather, B.B. King, how was he an influence on you?
He's an influence on me with the way I try to approach how I conduct myself on stage when I'm playing. If you got a headache, heartache, stomach ache, backache, check it at the door.
What was your reaction when they said, we want you to be the one to carry the guitar?
I was at Miss Polly's on Beale Street, and Joe Whitmer from the Blues Foundation walked in to eat, and he said, I'm glad I ran into you. We were thinking maybe we have you carry Lucille. What do you think? And my initial words were, hey, man, I got to go. Because, you know, that's a heavy thing.
As a musician, and you're a drummer.
Yes.
Do you think that some instruments, and maybe Lucille in particular, have a certain spirit or an energy?
Holding Lucille? Yeah. That's an iconic instrument. That's a Lucille. You know Lucille when you see her. Now, as B.B. would always say, I've had many Lucilles.
But what was that initial feeling when you're handed this guitar and you're asked to show it off to the world?
When the officer from the task force put her in my hand, I was like, this just got real. It's slowly sinking in that I'm taking them down on their last run. This is the last show.
Now, for those of us who saw the parade on Beale, it looked like this was a very powerful moment for you.
I was so extremely proud to be a Memphian and so proud of the city I call home, that my father called home, the city that B.B. King came from. So yeah, it really, really powerful, and I tried to keep a stone face, but it was hard to do, and I'm pretty sure I probably had some tears come down, and rightfully so.
Rod Bland, you still play music in a band on the same street where your father started, where B.B. King started. How much of your own life do you feel is destiny?
Wow, I've never had that question posed to me before. I guess it is destiny. I mean, my dad used to tell the greatest stories. He said, I came home one day, you had all this mess in the kitchen, and you were going to town, son. I said, hey, what are you doing? And your grandmother stopped me from getting on to you. She said, you leave him alone. One day he's going to be your drummer. So hearing you pose that question to me, I guess 98% of it was destiny.
You do impersonations of and your father.
Oh, wow. This is off the record, or are you putting this on?
I don't know. It's upon how good it is.
So you put me on the spot. Since this is about B.B., we'll keep it B.B. related. Well, son, you did good yesterday. Had a long day, and you carried my girl Lucille down the street. You know, I don't like it when other men try to touch my lady. You handled her well, and you took good care of her, and that's all right. I like it.
Rod Bland is a Memphis musician. You can hear him drumming with the Will Tucker Band. But he was seen worldwide this week carrying Lucille at the head of B.B. King's funeral procession in Memphis. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.